Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard to Sports Overnight America, calling all sports, all part of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell along the way as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more. We'll do so for the next 60 minutes, and we're gonna steer clear of phone calls, at least for today, tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll get to the calls later on in the week. Producer Dominic Jimenez along the way from our studios in San Francisco. And later on, of course, Sports Byline USA commands Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, Digital 967 on your satellite app. Lots to talk about. And a crazy Monday. I mean, an absolutely crazy Monday in the world of sports. Of course, you got NFL news with Carolina, the Panthers, Baker Mayfield. I mean, this guy's turning into one of the biggest quarterback busts in the history of the NFL, folks. This is an unmitigated disaster. He's out in Carolina. We've got, obviously, great baseball news coming out of San Diego with the winter meetings. Justin Verlander to the Mets, a two-year deal for about $90 million. Of course, they lost Jacob DeGrom to Texas. He of two Cy Young Awards. So Verlander to the Mets. He'll be reunited with his former Detroit teammate, Max Scherzer. And then Trey Turner goes from the Dodgers. He gets an 11-year, $300 million contract from the defending National League champion Philadelphia Phillies. That, we're going to weigh in on the Minnesota Vikings. Listen, this is a soft Minnesota team. This is a fake 10-2 team. I'm going to tell you why coming up. We'll go inside the heartland, the upper Midwest, with the Minnesota Vikings. And then the greatest day in college football, folks, is going to be on the last day of 2022. It is going to be the greatest day in college football. And there's a nice Midwestern appetizer on the 31st, New Year's Eve, and we look forward to it. But a little bit later on, bottom of the hour, my good friend Dr. Richard Newkirk is going to chime in. In fact, I'm going to bring him in here right now because he's been around the Vikings back in the day, Doc, and I'm going to be a little rough on your boys tonight.
Yeah, I was able to even actually play basketball with Matt Blair after he retired from the Vikings. But tonight we'll talk about a little bit about surrender. Vince Lombardi said a long time ago, the harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. And we know that your life is what your thoughts make it. So we'll talk a little bit about thoughts and surrender and some of those things.
I'm looking forward to it. Dr. Newkirk, 25 past the hour. He'll join us here on Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America as well.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
World of sports here on Sports Byline, Sports Byline broadcast around the world too on the Armed Forces Radio Network. I just love talking to our soldiers, both men and women, young, middle-aged, and old, who serve our great country, so we look forward to it. Dr. Newkirk coming up 25 past the hour. You know, to be reunited with Darren Peck, Ron Barr, Dominic Jimenez, Mario Butzner, I always mess his name up. He's probably listening going, well, you get the name right. But Dominic sent me a gift tonight, and he doesn't even know it. Folks, the last time that I had spoken to Dominic Jimenez, the producer of this program, was a rainy night in Cleveland, Ohio. The Cubs had just won the World Series. I'm pretty sure I have this right. And for those of you people who know me, that was a great night for Dominic because I remember he was doing the overnight show. For me, my world came crashing down. I'm not going to get into it tonight. But yeah, November 16, or was it 2018? I don't remember. When did the Cubs break? 16. It wasn't good. It took another 2 years for the truth to ultimately run its course and take me down and stop me dead in my tracks, which, looking back, was a gift from God. I got exactly what I needed. And again, I'm gonna spend, you know, copious amounts of time with that. Tell my story, finding the truth in Duluth. Dr. Newkirk will be alongside. There's some other people, Steve Opsahl in Des Moines, Iowa, whole bunch of people. My sister Melinda down in Florida, her husband John, just some unbelievable people. Darren Peck. You know, again, I said I wouldn't talk about it. Here I go. But I'm going to save it for some other time, because tonight, you know what I want to do? I want to get into sports. I really do. I just want to I want to feel this again, because this is a passion of mine. And I'm glad I have this forum. I really do. We didn't rush into it. 88 days ago, I got back to Iowa, and it took all of 88 days to get this thing, because we're not going to do it. We're going to do it the right way this time. I guarantee you that. Well, let me just say it this. I don't know if we're going to do it the right way. We're going to try to do it the right way because some of you people think I never did it the right way. But I think we're gonna really do that. And it won't be for a lack of effort. So that out of the way, you know, I don't want to listen. Baker Mayfield, I'm gonna hit the day's headlines and the night's headlines as we go into the overnight hours too, because there's a lot going on. I mean, Brady and the Bucs tonight. Listen, the game on paper looks terrible. I mean, Brady and the Bucs, if the season were over today, they would be hosting a home playoff game. They would be as a divisional champion. That's how bad the NFC South is. It stinks. But Brady has to have that game. He's got to right the ship tonight. He really does. So we'll keep an eye, obviously, on Brady and the Bucs tonight taking on the New Orleans Saints. You know, Baker Mayfield out in Carolina. Look, three quarterbacks went down yesterday. Baker Mayfield has until 4 o'clock Tuesday Eastern time, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, to get claimed. If not, he's an unrestricted free agent. And the guy's not going to be unemployed long, I don't think. If I were a general manager, I wouldn't want the guy. I think he's damaged goods. I would not want Baker Mayfield. Now, Coach Wilkes there said it, you know, right. He just didn't get it done. And they're going to start Sam Darnold. I mean, you want to talk about a bust. This guy hasn't seen the light of day since he came out of Southern California. So what's really, really interesting is Carolina has a bad year, and they got rid of a bad quarterback, and it was just a bad move. They didn't give up anything. I think they gave up a conditional fifth-round pick to Cleveland to get him. So really, a bag of balls is what they gave away. So, you know, we won't spend a ton of time on that, but week 13's in the books after tonight. And then the next couple weeks, which will get me into the Minnesota Vikings. Folks, this is a 10-2 Minnesota team. They have won nine games. They're 9-0 in games decided by 8 points or less. And here's the thing you got to know. They have won the craziest, kookiest games, but this is a marshmallow soft Minnesota Viking team. I'm telling you, they're fool's gold. They're going to get to the playoffs. They're going to probably host the playoff game, and I'm telling you, they're not going to be at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, coming up in February. Not going to be there. And I know I wrote a little blog and said, you'd have Minnesota-Buffalo that game, and maybe we're going to see a rematch later on. I take it back. They're a soft team. They can't stop anybody. They run the ball right down their throat. The defense, they've got talent. Don't get me wrong. They've got some playmakers. Danielle Hunter, Bullard, Phillips, Tomlinson up front. The linebacking core is excellent. It's weird because over the middle, you can pick them apart. You can absolutely pick apart that team over the middle. And yet the Jets didn't do it yesterday with quarterback White. He had opportunities, and he kept going deep, and he kept going to the corners and the quick outs. Over the middle was wide open. The Jets gift-wrapped that game. They had no business losing the game. And how many times can you get to the red zone and then settle for field goals? I mean, my God, it was like going to a punt, pass, and kick contest from yesteryear. So, listen, Minnesota, they got a soft schedule the next couple weeks. I'm telling you, they're probably going to finish 14-3. They're going to be soft. They're going to be soft. I don't see it, and I'd love to be proven wrong. I would love to be proven wrong, and see the Vikings make a run. It would be good. Look, along with the Buffalo Bills, they're 0-4. They've lost 4 Super Bowls. The Buffalo Bills have lost 4 Super Bowls. It could be the Super Bowl for losers coming up in February. And I could see Buffalo getting there. But they've shown some warts as well, too. So we'll keep an eye on that in the weeks ahead. And if you look what's coming up in the next couple weeks, the NFL is just absolutely – I mean, this is why, you know, there's the NFL and then there's the rest of the sports world. No matter how much we want to talk about other sports, the NFL is King Tut. It just is. Right now, if you took a playoff snapshot, and I know I'm going to be an outlier here, but Buffalo is going to get in. I will tell you right now and go on record tonight telling you Miami and the Jets and New England. And with New England, it's not anything great that I'm telling you. But with Miami, the Jets and New England, the idea that the NFC East is going to get 3 teams in the playoff is folly. I could draw a line through Miami, and I could draw a line through the Jets. If you do your homework and you go ahead and look what's coming down the pike, you could see where the wheels could come off the Jets. The wheels could come off the Dolphins now with Tua. And New England, who knows? Belichick, you know, he's right. It's too disruptive to try to make too many major changes right now at 6-6. They've got Arizona coming up next Monday night. That's a winnable game. They don't have the most difficult schedule the rest of the way. New England has every right to claim that they could get a hot streak put together and flip the paradigm in the AFC East. Now, in the North, look, Baltimore, Cincinnati, probably. You know, Pittsburgh, forget about it. The South, it's a standalone with Tennessee. In the West, it's a standalone with Kansas City. I don't believe in the Los Angeles Chargers. Not one iota, not now, not never. I don't believe in them. So the AFC, the minute you think you've got the seven teams locked and loaded, you might have the right seven, but I don't think you do, number one. And number two, I don't think we've got the order right. We are going to see absolute, utter chaos in the final 5 weeks of the season, 4 weeks of the season. We're going to see utter chaos. Mark my words, we're going to have chaos. NFC East, look at this division right now, top to bottom. Dallas, Philly, Giants, Washington. The team that I'm willing to draw a line through in the NFC East, and I guess New York people aren't going to be happy with me because I got the Jets falling apart and the wheels coming off. I don't think the Giants are going to hold sway. I just don't. Minnesota in the North, the team you got to keep an eye on, folks, believe it or not, is Detroit. No one, if Detroit were to somehow get hot and find their way into this godforsaken postseason tournament, nobody wants to play them. I mean, nobody wants any part of the Detroit Lions. That I can guarantee you. They don't want any part of them. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then if you look, Tampa, we just alluded to it. They're below 500, 5-6 tonight. They're going to get in by default. And then out west, you got San Francisco and Seattle, and they're going to battle, and they're going to battle hard in that division. So, you know, that's what we got coming up. That's what we got coming up in the next month, the next 3 weeks of the season. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, we'll do that. We'll do the baseball hot stove later on in the hour, but we're going to bring on Dr. Richard Newkirk. He's worked with athletes in the past. He has counseled people, not only broadcasters, but some athletes and some great people. We look forward to it. We're coming back. Dr. Newkirk on the other side. It's Calling All Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces Radio Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
All right, it's Marty Terrell here talking the world of sports, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces Radio Network worldwide. And if you're listening in the middle of the night or in the afternoon drive in Los Angeles or San Diego, we love you for listening. We really do. And it's just great to be back on the airways. Our producer extraordinaire is Dominic Jimenez. Thanks again to Darren Peck and Ron Barr, the hierarchy and the brass at Sports Byline Broadcast. They're at 300 Broadway in San Francisco, California. Can't wait till I'm able to go out there and revisit my pal. But Dr. Newkirk, speaking of pals, he's giving me a hard time as we come to you live from the Northwest 71st Place Studios outside of Des Moines, Iowa. And he's upset with me ripping the Vikings because, you know, he's an old Viking shill. He's the superintendent of schools up in Minnesota, and he joins me in his own home studio. Doc, I don't mean to be too rough, but you were buddies with those guys, huh?
Yeah, those were guys were my heroes. Southern Minnesota superintendent, we'd take busloads of kids to go watch them play in Mankato. And I ended up having a few of them speak at the school. And then later on, I was actually able, as I said in the first segment, to play basketball with Matt Blair for several games. And you're talking about my heroes, Scott Studwell, Steve Jordan, some of those guys. So go easy on the Vikings.
Were they losers too in the Super Bowl every year?
Come on, we got to get along here.
Yeah. Hey, but you got a chance to meet Bud Grant too, right? Big hunter. I didn't realize he's still hunting to these days, I heard.
Yeah, he used to come down to Blue Earth, Minnesota, and go hunting. And I think there was a story one time about him getting stopped by a policeman. But I don't know a lot about that, but I heard a lot of stories from friends in Blue Earth.
Right. Well, we look forward to forging a partnership with you. You've been a life coach for me. We won't get into the details. We're going to have plenty of radio shows to get into the details. But, you know, the thing we talk about is surrender. We see so much addiction in sports today, Doc. We see it. We read the headlines. We see 11-year, $300 million contracts, and we see guys going broke. You found me as a broken man. There's no question about it. And you remember the day vividly, and you counseled me for, it's going on 4 years now. It's just a miracle. Surrender.
Yes.
Giving it up. What does surrender mean to people out there who may be struggling like myself with addiction?
Well, a couple things. I think surrender means giving up trying to understand things and becoming comfortable with not knowing. And we talk about joy robbers as well. To me, there's four things that rob our joy, and that's envy, jealousy, comparing, and striving. I think a lot of people are just striving to move up the ladder. Yep. I think sports illustrates that. If one quarterback gets $40 million a year, the next one's got to get $50 million because he feels like he's better. And that leads us into talking about the four Ps that I created some time back. And I think there's a number of people that don't get out of their profession earlier enough. They're addicted to power, prestige, position, and possessions.
Guys sticking around too long. We see it, Doc. We see it. Jerry Rice, I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, guys are just hanging on. They're a shell of them former selves.
Well, I even think back to Michael Jordan getting the ball taken away from him. You remember that?
Those
days when he came back?
On successive possessions. Jordan was bringing the ball up the court on back-to-back possessions and got stripped. It was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing.
And then we call that episodic moments. You got to compare that image you have to when he was, the tongue was hanging out of his mouth and he's flying through the air and he's doing things like Superman. And you think, what image do you want to leave with people? And I'm not, we're picking on basketball, but Power, prestige, position, possessions are the things that keep us going, and we just can't retire on top because we just want more money and more things.
Well, Doc, they get addicted too, and this is going to weird because everyone's going to say drugs, meth, gambling, pornography, all these other things. They get addicted, Doc, to a routine, and you were around professional athletes, and you told me this. When they retire, Marty, they don't cope because they miss that routine, going to practice, all the adulation. You and I have done countless podcasts on this. Let's get into that a little bit. They're addicted to a routine, and when it's gone, they struggle.
Well, I don't think it's just the athletes. I think it's whether it's legislators or it's superintendents of schools. Yeah. You're a leader of a community. You're respected most of the time, and people look up to you, and then you retire the next day. Who's Dr. Newkirk or who's this guy? You leave the workplace, you go home, and you pick up a golf club or do something else or start looking at your coins. That's powerful, and that's hard to do for a lot of us that are addicted to those four things that I just brought up. You've enjoyed the power, you've enjoyed the prestige, you've enjoyed the position, and quite honestly, you've enjoyed the lifestyle of having some possessions.
All right. Well, and you can see where you know you could fall into that trap. It's an easy trap to fall in, you know. But the money is ungodly. But I've done too many shows on that. It's not going to change if I get on a network and start railing about. So what's the key, Doc? What do you do? What is the key when you truly surrender? How do you get somebody to truly surrender and just say, you know what, I can't do this anymore, I give up?
Well, whether you're talking spiritual, biblical, or even the secular, there comes a time when you figure out you screw things up, you can't do things on your own. You're looking, I think in your AA groups, you talk about a higher power.
We do.
We talk about God and Christ, and we talk about other things. We talk about letting go of yourself. We have this expression, let go and let God.
Yep.
So I've messed things up. I come to the end of myself and I say, look, I need help. And it might be from a family member. It might be whatever. But again, we're trying to deal with, I can't do it on my own.
Do people change? I had an uncle. I'll even identify him, the late Ken Terrell down in Marco Island, Florida. He told me on a golf course up in Massachusetts, Marty, people don't change. And then I bottomed out. I was homeless for 5 months, sleeping in a car, drunk, suicidal, all that stuff. And I'd like to think I'm changing. I know I'm not a work in progress. Doc, can people change?
Oh, certainly they can change. We have powerful stories of people in all different kinds of occupations that they turn their life around. And some it's at a young age and some it's at an older age. Powerful stories. So, yeah, we know the power of the mind, the thoughts. We said earlier in the show, your life is what your thoughts make it. And there's something else, too, that comes in light in this. We say that thoughts trigger actions. Actions form habits. Habits create character, and character results in a destiny. So if you've had 30 years of drinking or gambling or whatever, you've formed triggers, and those triggers create actions. Actions form habits. And once those habits get embedded, it's tough to get those, get somebody to help you and change your lifestyle.
Yeah. What folks, he taught me was to, in recovery, was to have a do you remember the wheel we talked about, the spoke?
Oh, certainly.
And how many sessions did we have? And you've known me for what, 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah. We probably had at least 5 or 6 sessions where we just talked about the spokes of the wheel, where we've got to surrender to the point that we understand we need a counselor. Yep. We need somebody that comes around us. We need a church. We need just all kinds of things to be in that circle to help us as we make that life change.
I've been meaning to ask you this because I can't remember a lot of stuff. I don't remember, and I'm not being coy. But did you lose your hair before you met me or after?
Hey, I lost it a long time before that, buddy. It's called alopecia universalis. But yeah. Anyways,
well, I love the topic, surrender. What do we say to someone out there that's driving around or laying around at home, and they know the marriage is falling apart, the relationship, the boss, the career, the sons, the daughters, the relatives, They've tried the interventions. Let's talk to the person out there that is struggling with denial and surrendering. You just got to you got to make that first step. What is that first step?
Well, go back to what Vince Lombardi said. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. So I think individually, we continue to try to do it on our own. We work harder and harder and harder. And I watched this with a number of people even trying to climb the ladder of success. You're constantly striving. And I don't think that's any different than the person that's trying to get rid of an addiction. You're trying to do it on your own. You're working harder and harder and harder to do it on your own. And again, Vince Lombardi said, the harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. So you got to give in, get help, and understand that doesn't mean you're not a man or a woman and strong character. I think strong character means that you will seek help.
All right, Doc, I'm going to keep you around for a few minutes on the other side because we're going to talk some sports too. Doc, how do they get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of you? Because I know there's people out there that can, and I'm going to tell you right now, we've had moments too, but for the most part, he's been a godsend. How do they get a hold of you?
Hey, it's 515-778-3257. Once again, 515-778-3257. And when Marty asked me about do people change, I've seen an incredible change with Marty Terrell. My wife and I have hosted him for 3 months in our home, and this man has made an incredible change in his life. We've cried together. We've laughed together. We've biked together. Well, I say we bike together. He bikes and I run 4 miles a day. He's a wimp. But anyways.
Doc, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to come back on the other side. I want to tell you in the weeks ahead, I have found an amazing comic and comedy writer. This guy is going to be a star. His name is Adam Burke. He's out of the Twin Cities. He's got a lovely wife, Danielle. Adam Burke, and we're going to be working with him in the days and weeks ahead. And Darren Peck did a phenomenal job. During COVID, Sports Byline became sports, entertainment, comedy, even some news. What a remarkable job. What a great network. I'm glad to be part of it. My name is Marty Terrell. That was Dr. Richard Newkirk. We're coming back along with producer Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All right, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Marty Terrell along the way, Dr. Newkirk alongside, too. He's going to be traveling tomorrow. He's headed to, I know, he won't tell me, but he's going to either upstate New York or Florida or somewhere in between. But we'll give him a little bit of a travelogue appearance on the show throughout the week. I want to throw out a couple things just to revisit the headlines as we go into the nighttime and all the scoreboard updates across Sports Byline Broadcast and the American Forces Radio Network, Sirius 217, XM 203, and Digital 967. I love those apps, and I love Sports Byline. Again, Darren Peck and Ron Barr and the folks, the Brain Trust, this is not the same network that I left in 2017. It's not the same network. It really isn't. And I mean, the changes and the whole approach to sports, entertainment, and comedy, it just resonates. This network has done such a phenomenal job. It's they don't just do sports, because during COVID, we barely did sports. I mean, we barely did anything. But the whole business model was genius, and it continues today. It just goes to show you miracles. And I'm not saying the network was bad. I mean, I don't want to be misinterpreted here, but it just was like a godsend. They just found a whole new niche, and it was smart. I mean, it was really, really smart, and I'm very grateful to be part of it. All right, I want to throw out something here real quick, because we know that Florida got whacked with the hurricane. Of course, it was just terrible. And, of course, a lot of people down there and a lot of snowbirds are still looking for new homes, townhouses, or condominiums on Florida's Gulf Coast. And I want to This is special, and this comes from the heart. It's talking about recovery and family and loved ones. But if you're looking in the Venice or Punta Gorda, Bradenton or Sarasota area, beautiful communities, just to name a few. And if you're in the market, I'm going to implore you to reach out to a Melinda D'Arazio, Mindy D'Arazio at Gulf Shore Realty, the best name in Southwest Florida real estate. Gulf Shore Realty and Mindy D'Arazio. You can call and say Mork and Mindy if you want to remember her name. She won't like me saying that. But anyways, Mindy D'Arazio at Gulf Shore Realty. Gulf Shore Realty is the best name in Southwest Florida real estate. You can find Mindy at gulfshoresrealty.com. Full disclosure, she's my oldest sister. And while I was incarcerated, I didn't have a better person advocate in the world. She was wonderful, and I love her, and her husband John. So if you are looking perhaps to pick up a primary home on Florida's Gulf Coast, like I said, Venice, Punta Gorda, Bradenton, Sarasota, a whole bunch of other neighborhoods down there, again, Gulf Shore Realty. And I threw that plug. I didn't get her permission. She's going to get mad at me, but she's a very, very professional realtor. So you could do well with Mindy. All right, let me give you the headlines real quick. You know, Baker Mayfield is out in Carolina. Brady and the Bucks and Saints going on tonight. We look forward to that. The baseball situation, Verlander and Scherzer reunited with the Mets. Steve Cohen, the owner there, is about $88 million for Verlander at 40. But Scherzer, I think this is throwing a squirt gun in a fire. I'm talking about a guy that went 18-4 and had a 1.75. But I mean, Verlander did have the Tommy John. Scherzer did not look good down the stretch. We'll see on the Mets. And then you know, I want to tell you the greatest day in college football with the Final Four. You're going to have Iowa, Kentucky at noon on Saturday, December 31st on ESPN. Then you're going to have Kansas State and Alabama. That's going to be at noon. And then you're going to have the 4 o'clock game. And then you're going to have the 8 o'clock game in the Final Four national championship situation. So, I mean, you cannot make it up. It is just phenomenal sports theater coming up in just a few weeks. I had my notes here, and it's just, I want to get the television networks right. And there it is. So you'll have Georgia, Ohio State. That'll be Georgia number one, Ohio State number four. That'll be the 8 o'clock game, the 4 o'clock game. These are Eastern times. Michigan number two against TCU number three in Glendale. So phenomenal. And then you have the two games that I mentioned, Iowa, Kentucky, and K-State and Alabama on the undercard. So there we go. We bring Doc Newkirk back in here. Trey Turner leaves the Dodgers for the Nats, and we told you about Verlander as well. All right, let's pick up where we left off because we're talking about surrender. We're talking about athletes' routines change, talking about, you know, we read it all the time, multi-hundreds of million dollars of contracts, and a guy ends up in bankruptcy court.
Yeah, but I wanted to go back to, is Brady still playing?
Yes, he's still playing, Doc. In fact, he'll be on tonight. I'm gonna carry you down there and set you down in front of the TV. I'll get you a cold drink, and your buddy Brady's on TV tonight. Yes.
Oh boy. Hey, a little bit about the surrender thing. You know, when I met you, you had bottomed out, and you were in a world of hurt. At that point, you cannot control your circumstances, okay? And I want to make that clear. There's a lot of people that get themselves in trouble. And that doesn't matter whether it's a divorce or they've stolen something, they're gamblers, they're addicts. You can't, when you get to that point, you can't control your circumstances, but you can control how you react to your circumstances. And that's the important thing when we talk about this surrender is, once you hit the low, or once you get to the point where you say, hey, I've messed it up, I've lost my job, I've lost my spouse, at that point, you got to recognize, I can't control the circumstances, but I can control how I react to those circumstances.
Yeah, the genie's out of the bottle is what you're saying, right? The act has been committed. The crime, in my case, had been committed. You're gonna pay. You are going to get a punishment. You are going to. So it's all on how you react to it. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, many of us are very fortunate because we've made a lot of mistakes, but people have forgiven us, and we go on with life, and we don't reap probably what we should. But yeah, the good book says we reap what we sow. And for the most part, that is true in life. You reap what you sow. And your life is an example. You had a good income, you had life by the tail, and when I met you, you had bottomed out.
Oh, man. Doc, it's scary. You know, I look back at intake photos and stuff like that. It's absolutely scary. The only thing scarier than those pictures are what I look like now. No, I'm just kidding, but well, I appreciate you saying that. All right, well, listen, you're going to join us later on tomorrow and into the rest of the week. Can you talk about your trip? Are you where are you going? I mean, you're going to leave Iowa tomorrow. Where are you going? You literally get in the car and just start driving, don't you?
Well, we do, but we've got a destination this time. We have a family in Florida that has some issues going on with some addictions, and we want to go down there and support that family. We love them dearly. They're going through some terrible times. And so whatever expertise I have and my wife has, and we've left her out of the mix here, but my wife is just a tremendous partner. And she's also a mental health counselor. She was a guidance counselor and a mental health worker for 30 years in the schools. And we just want to, at this point in our life, we just want to help people and try to see other people have the same success that you've had, Marty, climbing out of the hole.
Well, I appreciate that, Doc. And again, Dr. Richard Newkirk, his wife, Carolyn, you know, your wife, she always says to me, Marty, we choose. We make choices. And I said, Carolyn, we're going to do a podcast because you choose. We all choose, Doc. You know, we make choices. And you guys have really pounded that into my head. Look back at your life and, you know, you're right. You reap what you sow and you choose. You make choices. You can say yes. You can say no. And you can say not now or never. I mean, it's not, I'm not trying to minimize it and be snarky, but it really, it's a simple program for complicated people, in my opinion.
Yeah, you choose. And I typically give out a couple examples. I've told people before, if you just walk 45 minutes a day aggressively, your blood pressure would go down. And they look at me and say, well, you better give me the pill because I'm not gonna walk. Right. I'm probably, well, you choose. You're given options, you choose. You talk to somebody else that's depressed. And again, you say, if you get out and exercise, the blues will go away. If that's for mild depression or sometimes moderate, if you'll go out and exercise 45 minutes a day, it can be the best thing you can do. And the person will say, well, you better get me the Prozac or you better get me this because I'm probably not going to go out. Hey, life is a choice. Well, the time you got up this morning, it was a choice.
Good job. Doc's going to join us later on in the week. He'll be mobile throughout. I know it'll be somewhere up in upstate New York, Finger Lakes. Then it'll be in the Carolinas somewhere. Then it'll ultimately be in Florida. So we'll get a travelogue. And I'm going to make him do a segment on high schools in this great American cities, Overbrook High School, Philadelphia, all the great historical high schools in Michigan, Detroit in particular. He and his wife are in education. And I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jerry Jones doesn't like that story. We'll get into that later on in the week. But Doc has really done the sojourns across this country studying high schools and their architecture and their history. I never thought I'd be interested in this stuff. I used to say, why is he bringing this stuff up? And I started to pay attention. I got the wax out of my ears. I have learned so much about these high schools across America. And Overbrook High School, home to Wilt Chamberlain. Bill Cosby, I think he went to West Philadelphia. And not just celebrities either. We're talking average Joes, but Little Rock, Arkansas, Thomas Cooley High School in Detroit. And then what was the one, Eddie Murphy from Beverly Hills Cop? Mumford High School. Yeah. Yep. So
been there several times.
Yep. So we look forward to that. Doc's going to do that, and his wife Carolyn will be in tow, and we might even put her up on the show. So that'll be a lot of fun. All right. We got a few minutes left before we get to the break, and then we'll go inside the numbers. I no longer call it Tube Talk. What's on TV? What are you streaming? What are you streaming? What are you screaming about sports-wise? We'll do that as we head to the overnight here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. I will say this, a little NBA note. I know it's December 5th into December 6th on the overnight. No team that I know of in the NBA is beating my beloved Boston Celtics in a seven-game series. Warm up the band, folks. They're going to win their 18th world championship. They are that good. Yes, they've had some overtime losses. Yes, the Chicago Bulls have beaten them twice, and the Cavaliers little stuck in their craw. But I will tell you right now, night in, night out through 82, they'll be the one seed, and I'm still kicking myself for last June because they blew it. They had Golden State down 2-1 and had no business playing the way they did in game four. It was a train wreck. But if they can straighten things out come postseason and stay healthy, not even straighten things out, if they can stay healthy, I'm telling you, there's not a team, not as far as the East is from the West, will you be forgiven if you don't think the Boston Celtics are not the best team in the NBA, because they are. Tatum is a lock for MVP. You can give me Curry. I see what Anthony is doing out there with the Lakers. I understand Anthony Davis having a great year. I know there's some really good players in the NBA, the Greek Freak in Milwaukee. But I will tell you this, Tatum is playing at a completely different level right now. And then you throw in the compliments of Jaylen Brown, Horford, who just signed the 2-year extension, is finding the fountain of youth. They got role players. Marcus Smart is an in-your-face defender. They're getting great contributions night in, night out from Derek White. Hauser, the kid who is just playing great basketball right now, the kid out of Virginia who's got ties to Michigan and Michigan State. Wonderful, wonderful player. So there's my little shill piece for the Leprechaun North Station, the Boston Celtics, the greatest franchise in the history of the National Basketball Association, albeit they're tied with the Lakers with 17 world championships. Come back with a closing world. We'll look at what's streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. Coming right back. On Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, Marty Terrell. Thanks to Dr. Newkirk and Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, Darren Peck, Ron Barr, and Mario Butzner and the folks out at the Sports Byline Broadcast. It was great. Shout out to the Ricker boys, too, from Ankeny High School, Luke and Jackson. Outstanding skateboarder is Luke, and Jackson is a laxman. Jackson the laxman, playing some lacrosse. Keep an eye on that kid someday. We're going to send him to the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. Where we're going to send that boy and their mom, Sherilyn Nay Newkirk Ritgers. She is now a licensed nurse practitioner specializing in mental health. Fantastic. All right, let me just do the streaming tonight. Celtics and Raptors at TD Bank North Garden. That game will be going final when you're listening to some of this show. Nick Nurse, the pride of Carroll, Iowa, and the University of Northern Iowa. Nick Nurse. The doctor is in the house in Boston, however. Tatum, the nurse, will be waiting on Tatum tonight. So we look forward to that. And then later on, you got, I think, Golden State in Indiana out west. Phoenix and Dallas, not a bad game. Even the Heat and Grizzlies, not bad. But there's your NBA streaming and screaming segment here on the program. So you got some good NBA action. And, of course, New Orleans and Tampa. Coming up in a very, very important game, really, for Tampa. I mean, I understand they're going to probably win that division with potentially an 8-9 record, but Brady and the Bucks have got to right the ship. All right, we're back at it tomorrow. We'll be on at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central, 3 Pacific. I'm Marty Terrell. It is Calling All Sports. We call it the 5 o'clock whistle when we kick it off here in the Midwest time zone. We look forward to it. And enjoy your Monday and your overnight into Tuesday here on Sportsline, or I should say Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM. I want to give you the numbers. Sirius 217, XM 203, Digital 967. Digital 967. You can stream it 24/7 at sportsbyline.com. Marty Terrell for the whole crew. Enjoy your evening across the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.